Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for coming to my talk. My name is Han Lee from Virginia Tech, and today I would like to show you our result about how new application method and timing influence fate of antibiotics. Among manure application method, broadcasting manure leading to a huge amount of nutrient loss through runoff or volatilization. And this picture showing you a new way to apply manure using subsurface injection. Because manure is applied below the soil surface to reduce odor ammonium emission, nutrient loss, and increase nitrogen, phosphorus, and water yield efficiency. Thanks to its multiple benefits, subsurface injection become more and more popular. About 36% of cropland in the United States is using this method. In Chesapeake Bay watershed, because of the water in the bay so sensitive to nutrient runoff, more than 80% of cropland in this area is implementing subsurface injection. Current manure application methods are designed for nitrogen and phosphorus reduction. However, their effects on other emerging contaminants, for example, antibiotic applied with manure, is not clear. This knowledge gap linked to our research question. We wanted to know how manure application method and timing influence the antibiotic loss through the surface runoff and influence the temporal and spatial chains of antibiotic in soil. So in order to answer this question, we conducted a small plot rainfall simulation in fall 2015 in Virginia. The runoff plot was installed on a 9 to 11% slope. We use liquid manure and we apply at a typical application rate in Virginia. And four antibiotics represented for four antibiotic classes, including pillamycin, tylosin, sulfamirazine, and clotetracycline, were spiked into manure. The spiking level was based on the antibiotic residue level in manure form, antibiotic-treated cow. So in fall 2014, our group conducted a rainfall study in which two rainfall events were conducted on the same plot, one immediately after manure application and the other one was 7 days after that. And the result published in JEQ showing that antibiotic losses with runoff water was significantly higher from the first rain event. So in the follow-up study and its result are presented today, we only conducted one rainfall event per plot. However, we're interested in the gap between manure application and the rain event. Based on this gap, we have three treatments. The manure is the rainfall is applied at the day of manure application, or 3 days or 7 days after manure application. We have seven treatments, including one control without manure, three surface application in which manure is spreading on top of the soil by showing by this picture, and three surface injection. This picture showing you a subsurface injection treatment, including like three subsurface injection slits. The slit were created perpendicular to the slope, and we apply manure into the slit and cover with soil by hand. The treatment layout were created using randomized complete block with three replicates per treatment, and we use a common rainfall intensity for simulation. For each plot, we collect 30 minutes of water runoff. For soil sampling, soil core were collected at two different depths. For surface application, the soil were collected at random location within block, and then we composite them. For subsurface injection, soil were collected in the slit 5, 15, 25, and 40 centimeters away from the slit. We have six sampling time points. The gap between manure application and rainfall could be 0, 3, or 7 days. And soil were collected 1 hour before and after the rain, 5 days, 14 days, 60, and up to 180 days after the rain. Soil and sediment were extracted using liquid solid extraction and cleanup with SPE if needed. The runoff water were analyzed using online SPE or direct injection. All the samples were analyzed using liquid chromatography Tandem mass spec, and we used ANOVA with p-value equal to 0.1 for statistical analysis. So in our result gonna present it in a way to answer our research question. The first question is, do manure application method influence the antibiotic loss through the surface runoff? The surface runoff includes two parts, runoff water and runoff sediment. Let's first look at runoff water. The x-axis of this graph showing the day between manure application and the rain event, while the y-axis shows the percentage loss of antibiotic with runoff water relative to its initial amount in the manure. The black color showing the surface application and the green color showing the subsurface injection. The maximum loss of antibiotic with runoff water were 2.6% for pillimycin, 1.5% for tylosin, 0.4% for sulfamirazine, and 0.2% for cortisacycline. Statistically, antibiotic loss with runoff water from surface application, the black color, was significantly higher than those from subsurface injection for all compounds, regardless of day between manure application and the rain event. The reduction ranges from 2 to 28 times. So this one is, let's look at the runoff sediment. This graph was similar to the previous one with the same x-axis. The y-axis shows the percentage loss of antibiotic with runoff sediment. And the maximum loss of antibiotic with runoff sediment were 1.5% for clotrimazocycline, 0.1% for tylosin, and 0.02% for both pillimycin and sulfamirazine. Similarly, antibiotic losses with runoff sediment were significantly higher from surface application than those from subsurface injection for all compounds. The reduction range were from 2 to 46 times. Therefore, using subsurface injection significantly reduced antibiotic loss with both runoff water and runoff sediment. Move to the second question. We are interested in the application, the effect of application, manure application timing on the antibiotic loss through the surface runoff. The y-axis showing the percentage loss of antibiotic in the water, and the x-axis includes two treatments: the surface treatment, the surface application with the first 3 bar, and the subsurface injection, the other 3 bar. And for each treatment, the black color showing the represented the day zero treatment, it means the rainfall immediately after manure application. The blue one were for day 3 treatment, and the pink one were for day 7 treatment. For in terms of antibiotic losses with runoff water, and the day zero treatment were significantly higher than the other two timing, and there were no significant difference between day 3 and day 7 treatment for all compounds, regardless of manure application method. For example, compared to day 0 treatment, day 3 treatment reduced antibiotic loss from 9 to 34 times for surface application and 9 to 44 times for subsurface injection. A similar result was seen at runoff sediment. Antibiotic losses with runoff sediment from day 0 treatment were significantly higher than those from other two timing, and there were no significant difference between day 3 and day 7 treatment for all compounds. The reduction range from day 3 treatment compared to day 0 were 9 to 58 times for surface application, 15 to 23 times for subsurface injection. Therefore, applying manure at least 3 days significantly reduced antibiotic loss through both runoff water and runoff sediment. In the third question, we wanted to know how manure application method and timing influence the spatial distribution of antibiotic in soil. Because of the time limitation, we only use showing pillimycin as an example. This graph showing the concentration of pillimycin in 5 to 20 centimeters soil before and after the rain from surface application day 3 treatment. And the result showing that pillimycin concentration after the rain was significantly higher than before rain. It indicates that the rainfall promotes the vertical movement of pillimycin in soil. Let's look at the soil from subsurface injection, day 3 treatment. The x-axis shows the sample location, and the sample collected before the rain were in black color and after the rain were in pink color. Let's look at before the rain. Before the rain, pillimycin were detected from the slit up to 25 cm at 0 to 5 cm soil and only detected in the slit for 5 to 20 cm soil. However, after the rain, pillimycin were detected all the way to 40 cm at both soil depth. This indicates that the rainfall promotes both vertical and lateral movement of pillimycin in soil. For subsurface injection treatment, despite of pillimycin movement, majority of pillimycin still stay within the injection slip. This graph answers our last question: how do manure application method and timing influence the temporal change of antibiotic in soil? And we use pillimycin as an example. This graph showing the concentration of pillimycin in soil over time. from before the rain up to 6 months after the rain, for soil from injection slit on the left panel and soil of surface application on the right panel. 0 to 5 centimeter soil at the top and 5 to 20 centimeter soil at the bottom. And the result showing that regardless of manure application method, timing and soil depth, majority of pilomycin dissipated within 2 weeks after manure application. So, in conclusion, our study showing that subsurface injection is a better method to protect our surface water body from antibiotic contamination because it significantly reduces antibiotic loss through the surface runoff. When to apply manure also matters. Applying at least 3 days before rain significantly reduces antibiotic loss through the surface runoff. Antibiotic applying with manure move vertically and horizontally in the soil. However, for subsurface injection treatment, majority of antibiotics stay within the injection slit. And more than 50% of antibiotic dissipated within 2 weeks after manure application with possible mechanism including degradation, metabolism, or runoff. So, our last recommendation for a better manure application practice for farmer that is using the subsurface injection and watching the forecast to apply manure at least 3 days before the rain. Before I'm ending my presentation, I would like to thank USDA NEPA, Xtat at Virginia Tech, and College of Agriculture and Life Science at Virginia Tech for their support. Thank you.